Network.
Coming up in the next segment, transforming the TSA into a military intelligence operation. And that dovetails with my article about police around the country being trained for martial law and checkpoints. In fact, I moved that article. You guys reprint that law enforcement article I had because that ties in all this other news I have. We're also going to get into public schools taking your 10, 12, 13, 14-year-old daughters without your authorization for abortions. It's coming out all over the news. It's in the health care bill. I'm going to get more into some of the most important parts of the health care bill. And next on the criminals' agenda running our country, their move to have total amnesty for the illegal aliens and to pass the global carbon tax initiative under treaty. And that's in the health care bill. Over and over again, it says to comply with UN mandates to take over our lives. So that is all coming up. Paul Watson joins us in the next segment for what's happening with TSA in the U.S. and their counterparts in England, videotaping people in the body scanner, saving it, laughing at people, commenting on women's breasts. I've seen it on the news where they all smile and get a good-looking woman in there and look at her naked body. It's all part of the act of humiliation. But right now, let's go back to your call. Steve in Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, thank you very much for your show.
Thank you.
I'm a disabled Vietnam veteran. And what they do to us up at the VA hospital, there was a time there every time I would come into the VA hospital to be treated, I would have four or five police officers called to the rescue because I was a danger patient and I'm in a wheelchair.
Well, I mean, we've seen the horrors, people dying of maggot infestations. This is the one area where government did run health care, and look how bad it was.
Well, it's just the way they run things here. You know, I haven't had any drugs since 73 in my system, and I had a nurse up there that was always giving me a hard time, you know, and she would make me take these urine tests to see if there was any illegal drugs in my system, you know. I haven't had a beer in 25 years, you know what I mean? And one day I was there and I had to take a test because she was holding a prescription in her hand and then a urine bottle in the other hand. If I peed in the bottle, I got my prescriptions. If I didn't, the four or five police officers would give me a bad time, you know. And one incident that happened, I went and I took a urine test. I got my went to get my prescription, and she told me I had to take another urine test. I told her I just did take a test. She says, "Well, I don't believe you. You got to take another test." So I'm not going to argue with her because I really need my pain medicine, you know. And I waited for the report to come back because over the past 5-10 years, all the reports come back negative. Well, that day, I took two urine tests. Okay, I was in the hospital 18 hours to get a bottle of pain pills. 18 hours, can you believe that? And I waited for the test to come back. One test come back negative, and the other test come back hot. Now, how could that possibly be?
Well, it's all about bureaucracy. It's all about contracts with private companies. Remember last year, in fact, I covered that article yesterday, Obama wanted veterans to have to buy their own insurance. They hate you. You can't pay them taxes anymore. They want you dead. They're eugenicists. They think human beings are garbage. The world only belongs to them.
Well, I told them, I says, if this is the kind of life that I have to live, I don't want to come here and fight and be afraid to come here. I don't want to live at all. They tried to lock me up in an institution that I was depressed and going to commit suicide. You know, it took me almost, I had to file motions in federal court for harassment before they finally stopped.
Well, they're putting most veterans now on PTSD list, and you can't buy guns, even though there's no law saying because some government quack psychiatrist says you're mentally ill, they just still label you basically as a terrorist. You lose your Second Amendment. News blitzes, Paul Watson, and a lot more coming up. Stay with us. We'll be right back here on Genesis. Infowars.com is the website.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterol shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-360-8306. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Warrior and others are whining and saying they're getting death threats. Their children are getting death threats. People don't like it that they're going to fund killing other babies. They're victims. Democratic offices have been attacked around the country. 9 times out of 10, they catch people painting swastikas on their own dorms, putting the N-word up. I bet most of this is made-up lies. But yeah, you got 300 million Americans, 80% in the polls. It was 70 a week or two ago, are against it. They're always getting threats. I get threats as a radio talk show host every week, sometimes every day. Am I up here whining about it? Oh, the poor victims. Oh, they're a bunch of criminal, treacherous traitors, and they know it, and they know this lets the IRS take over your life and take your bank account and tax your medical savings accounts. I mean, I went over it earlier. This is so bad. And I showed listeners here on air the actual bill where it talks about national ID card, but the illegal aliens are exempt from the national medical ID card. And now they say amnesty and the carbon tax, because they want to bankrupt the country. They want to get you under their control. They want to drive you into submission. In fact, I've got this clip of Congressman Dingell I want to play right now. This is a clip of Congressman Dingell on a radio show yesterday saying we've got to control the people. This is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. This is all about controlling the people. Shocking audio of Dingell. You know what goes with the word Dingell. Let's go ahead and play it. You got to love these computers. You got to love these computers. That's why we want to save the clips. That's why we get in here early in the morning to save them to the computer and not play them off the web. But, again, I'm bad. I've just got to sit here on air and not have this, but that's fine. That's fine. We'll try to play that for people a little bit later in the show. Okay. Look at this article. Transforming TSA into a military intelligence operation. Obama's nominee to head the Transportation Security Administration told Congress on Tuesday he wants U.S. airport security to more closely resemble security at Israeli airports. Total tyranny. Checkpoints, you name it. On top of the naked body scanners, on top of being put on no-fly list for no reason, and he went on to say they want to deploy this nationwide into the cities. And last week I played video from Homeland Security where they show mobile 18-wheeler trailers to be at concerts, football games, everywhere, and at checkpoints to randomly put you through interrogation under a brain scanner and a naked body scanner and ask you if you're a terrorist. This is actually going on. And now the Houston police are training to set up checkpoints with orders to kill any resistors. We have that article up on Infowars.com. And a month ago, we put a story together out of BBC television clip that the Drudge Report linked to up at PrisonPlanet.com, where a popular TV movie star in England went through the naked body scanner. The women recorded his genitals and had him sign it. And that's now been confirmed. Well, now out of England, this isn't the guy 2 weeks ago that got arrested in Boston, Logan. He was a TSA naked body scanner. Reportedly had sex with a 14-year-old girl. This isn't the guy a month before that told a girl in the TSA, I'm going to bust you if you don't become my sex slave. It's not the guy that got arrested who went crazy and said, I'm God at LAX. It's not the guy that made the woman drink her own breast milk. It's not the lady that made the woman take the rings out of her breast with pliers. It's not the people harassing folks that have metal prosthesis. No, airport worker perv over a woman's naked body image said, quote, I love gigantic bleepers. And it turns out she's an airport worker who had to go through the naked body scanner. And incident proves once again that detailed images of genitals are visible. And these are the people who will be leering over your naked children. And joining us from England, where this happened, the webmaster of PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv, Paul Joseph Watson, journalist, to break this down. Paul Joseph Watson, airport worker pervs over woman in body scanner. I love those gigantic bleepers. Paul Watson, break down what's happening here.
Hello, Alex. Good to be back.
Good to have you.
Yeah, what's happening is these scanners were hastily justified and introduced with primarily three guarantees from the government, and this was the same in the US as it was in the UK. And these guarantees, these promises, were all designed to pacify dissent and prevent people from getting het up about what these body scanners could do. The number one was they said the body scanners don't show detailed images of genitalia, and we were shown through the media these images of amorphous matchstick men as if those were the images produced by the scanners. Now, even before the scanners were introduced, the creators, the makers of the scanners in Germany and Australia said outright, the scanners don't work properly if you blur out sensitive images of the body. And German security advisor Hans-Detlef Dau, who was a representative for one of the companies who made the scanners, said that they do show, this is a quote, show intimate piercings, catheters, and the form of breasts and penises. You had images on the TSA's own website and they clearly show that genitals are visible. Now you have this incident today, not to mention the one last month, which Heathrow denied. The Indian film star never recanted. And now at the same airport again, you've got this airport security official taking images of his colleague, 29-year-old woman, going through the scanner, perving over it, leering over it, and saying, you know, as he said, I love these gigantic bleepers. So it proves that the claim they don't show details of genitalia is yet another example of mass public deception, which was foisted upon us to get these scanners hastily introduced. Number two, they said the scanners could not store and send images. Again, a complete lie. The Electronic Privacy Information Center has got the documents from the schematics of the scanners that show that you can create an administrative level which allows you to send and store the images, and they're now presenting that information in court. So again, another proven lie by the government. Number three, they said that the scanners would be operated, and this was guaranteed by the UK Transport Secretary, Lord Adonis. They would be operated by well-trained and professional security staff who wouldn't abuse them.
And they're saying there's no problem with this, Paul. The AP reports, as well as AFP, warning for man accused over airport breast x-ray, no big deal. But if people want to read the full details, it's at prisonplanet.com. But, I mean, think about this. Laptops watching kids that the government, federal government, pays schools to give them when they're at home, watching the parents in their bedrooms over the laptops, face scanning cameras everywhere, mobile TSA trucks going out. Now to be a new domestic law enforcement federal police, they're recording these images. How do they record them to save them for the news media? Now it's admitted in internal documents that the genitals is what they look at to make sure it's focused. Just like when you have a camera focusing on somebody's face, you make sure the cracks at the edges of their eyes, their crow's feet are visible. That's part of it, and that they do record the images, and they do save them, and it's really a biometric scan of the body now going in courthouses. And the Chicago Tribune, in fact, dig that article out. I had it here in my stack. Here it is. The Chicago Tribune reports, TSA says eventually, headline, body scans eventually mandatory, TSA official says. England's already announced they're now mandatory. They will record your wife and children. And by the way, now let's talk about your girlfriend slash fiance who's too shy to come on the show. Again, first take your shoes off, open your laptop up, let us touch you. Now, and I've seen it on the news, we have clips of it, they grab the breasts, they squeeze them, they grab your testicles on television, they squeeze them. On the news they show this. Women grab men grab women. And of course perverts are flocking and getting busted constantly raping children on the side, because this is where you get to squeeze women's breasts. Perverts, you know, want to force it. Men want the women to want them. But these are perverts, and literally, what happened to your girlfriend?
Well, I mean, that's the case. Airport security attracts perverts like, you know, excrement attracts flies. Half the time my girlfriend goes through airport security, she is treated in a manner that would constitute sexual harassment in any other context. What they've done to make people accept the body scanners is to make the other option, you know, the pat-down. In Britain, you don't even get an alternative option if they ask you to go through the scanner. But in other countries with the pat-down, they've merely made the pat-down about 1,000 times more intrusive than it was before.
And I've seen this on the news. They grab each breast and squeeze, then they go rub underneath them, and then they stick their hand right up between and just, let me make sure those are testicles, or let me make sure that's a woman there. Yeah, I like this job. I mean, this is so sick, Paul. I mean, again, it's an act of psychological warfare, an act of submission to make sure we fully capitulate. And now they want to take blood at DMVs to get driver's license. It's now federal law under executive order that has not been implemented. Stay there. Let's talk about it more. What it's like for your girlfriend to fly, to travel, and they're just waiting because she's good looking. They're just waiting, saying, oh, I mean, imagine the Nazis were squeezing women's breast and grabbing men's genitals. Oh, those dirty Nazis. But they do it in the U.S. and England, all for the perverts.
The mighty Roman soldier was given a daily ration of fermented fish oil. The stoic Scandinavian Viking had a drum of fermenting cod livers outside the door of his home. And Grandma always had cod liver oil in the cupboard. Today, Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality, nutrient-dense cod and other fish liver oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, through fermentation. Cold-fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture's products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. Receive a 20% discount off your first order at greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code radio at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good for a limited time. Call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818 or go to greenpasture.org today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You know, my wife's always wanting to fly places, and I just said, look, we're going to have to, when I do take a vacation, rent an RV or something, we can't ever go to the Caribbean with the kids, we can't ever fly. I physically cannot watch my son and my two daughters with big fat perverts, naked body scanning them and groping their genitals. I mean, I just can't do it. And it's like, oh, that's abnormal. That's terrorist. It's all psychological training. They admit it is. They brag about it. What is it like for your girlfriend when she flies around places for business, Paul? And I mean, is it making her not want to fly? And does it anger you to know that your woman has these perverts having their way with her.
Well, it's not just sexual groping. Going back to the pat-downs, it's literally torture light. When she went through the security at Zurich Airport a few weeks ago, she said it physically hurt her when they were doing the squeezing and groping. So it's gone even beyond sexual perversion. It's like pain compliance. It's like something the corrupt cops would do with tasers. But another instance, we went through Paris Charles de Gaulle Airport last year after getting back from China, which in comparison with UK and US airports is like nirvana. They treat you nice, you get straight through. We got to Paris Charles de Gaulle. We had to spend £1,000 to buy our tickets again because we were a security threat, because we wanted to get through into the area before you get on the plane, about 5 hours before the plane actually took off. So we were a security threat. We gave them £1,000 to get new tickets, and suddenly we weren't a security threat. But we get through to security. She goes through before me. So I get to the other side, and I expect her to be right next to me. But they've stopped her, bearing in mind she's gone through the metal detector. She's gone through the pat-down. Her bag has gone through the scanner. And these Air France employees are rifling through her bag while making sexually lewd comments about, oh, you're attractive, I'd like to go out with you. And that's just another instance. So every time she goes through an airport, she gets sexually harassed. Now, what seems to happen is that, you know, even if you believe Arab terrorists are running around everywhere that aren't federal informants, their main targets for airport security are attractive women and old men in wheelchairs that particularly get off on harassing and humiliating old men in wheelchairs.
And by the way, I even have a CBS News report that we posted up at PrisonPlanet.com earlier in the week where they admit that. And and the reports with the cop's kid, the handicapped kid who couldn't walk, they made him get up and walk, and he was falling down. They were screaming at him. Again, they're telling him to drive us into submission. It's the same all over the West. They admit it is a psychological warfare operation.
Yeah, the clip in the article today shows the old man in the wheelchair. He gets his pants pulled down to his ankles during the pat-down.
And he said, why are you doing this? And the woman goes, I have power!
Yeah,
I have power! I have power!
While beating her chest like some kind of demented silverback ape. And as you mentioned before, other TSA agents are being caught on coke binges screaming, I am God, I am God. There was the case with the guy caught molesting the teenage girl. These things happen every single week. There was the case where they took the guy and got his email password and started reading his emails. They're all thugs and they're all attracted to this control freak sexual perversion, and airport security allows them to express that. Whereas in the UK, people who take photographs of their own fully clothed children in shopping malls are approached and harassed by police and charged with being accused of being suspected paedophiles. So, you know, ogling naked kids is okay if you're in a position of authority. But if you want to take a photograph of your own child on a ride, then you're a paedophile.
Or if you take a photo of your daughter in a swimsuit when she's 5, they arrested the member of the military because his wife mailed it to him. I mean, it's just, again, it is a criminal government. They're recruiting more and more scum. And they now go, we have a criminal government, move against the population. And now we have the videos and the news releases. Nimmo wrote a story about it today, transforming TSA into a military intelligence operation. It says they're tracking everybody's cell phones now when you come in by name without asking you. The British government admits they're doing that too. They're searching everyone. They're putting them on lists for no reason. They're just totally controlling everything. And now it's going to go mobile all over Europe and the United States, England and Canada. I mean, this is a criminal group, and they're training citizens to line up and be frisked and squeezed and searched. They're training the cops and the TSA goons to do it. Paul Watson, God bless you. Appreciate you coming on. You know, I don't fly now with my family because of this, but now I won't be able to drive. Then they want to come do home inspections. We're here to squeeze your breast.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with AirAndAqua.com. Using purification devices from AirAndAqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit AirAndAqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop AirAndAqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The mix-up that we make will be enough.
We have had three previous video contests, and I'd say on average we get about 350 or more entries each time, so millions of views on YouTube.
Don't you know that it's time?
But we've only gotten, in the last couple weeks, a couple entries. We normally get a whole bunch early. It's kind of freaking me out. We got three prizes, $15,000 total. First prize, $10,000. First prize, $10,000. Second prize, $3,000. Third prize, $2,000. Three different contests. You want a solution to this? This won't save the world, but it's another blow against the globalists. We want to see your creativity put out there in different ways to show people the naked body scanners are going to be mandatory. They're going to be on the roads. They're going to be mobile. You can take it right off the news where they, with a straight face, show them at all the major airports grabbing women's breasts, and they wrench around them in a circle. They go, and then they reach up and grab your testicles. I mean, this is not happening to me. They put me over to the side for more screening. No, no, no. Keep your hands off that, pal. Okay? Women have to have permission, and no man's ever touched that. Never even had a medical exam. I guess in football, they did. They do that cough thing to see if you have a hernia. I guess that's not true. But you're not my football coach, and so you're not doing that. Do you understand? I mean, this is insane. This is insane. But if they can break your will and make you to submit to that, they can be invasive. Bill Clinton signed an executive order to take blood samples to get a driver's license. Now they've got federal grants for warrantless checkpoints taking blood all over the country. This is serious business. I want to get into solutions for a few minutes and then get into the whole abortion issue in this country and how it ties into the government takeover of healthcare and some more phone calls. But listen, InfoWars has officially launched the Naked Body Scanner protest. And there's banners on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, rotating banners. If they're not there when you first go to the site, hit refresh. This is a $10,000 prize, and it can be a protest or a stunt that's legal, a demonstration, a video, whatever it is. It's got to be a video. Send it to contest at InfoWars.com. The field's wide open. Second prize, $3,000, is posting flyers against the naked body scanners and the TSA, wherever it's legal and lawful, videotaping it and posting it on YouTube. Third prize, going and finding stuff where I've predicted things that have happened from YouTube and Google, all those clips, and putting a video together on that. That's $15,000. Google InfoWars officially launches Naked Body Scanner Protest. It'll pull up the contest rules if you can't find the link on InfoWars or Prison Planet, and get involved in this now. Now, I'm sure we'll just get a whole bunch close to the end, because we've had three other contests, and once we didn't get too many entries, and then a bunch came in the last week. But this one, it's almost dead. And so that's good for, I guess, those of you out there who don't want to be up against a bunch of competition. But everybody wins by making a video exposing these cretins. Okay, and this is becoming mandatory. On the highways, to get into sports stadiums, we have the Homeland Security training videos, brain scanners, recording your naked body biometrically. It's incredible. Watson, you wanted to stay on, which is a rarity. Watson always wants to get off to something else he's working on. He's a real workhorse here. But you wanted to talk about your ideas for solutions.
Well, yeah. The fact is we're really getting some momentum on this. Because historically it's been proven that strip searches are illegal, even for criminals. And yet we're being told our children are going to be subjected to
it. And we got Idaho trying to pass a law against it in their state. We've got congressmen speaking out. We've got airline executives saying it's killing air travel, which is exactly what the government wants, implode the economy. This is very unpopular. This is bold, though. Why shouldn't the criminals in government try it to see if they can get away with it? If they don't try, they'll never succeed. We've got to try and have victory against them.
But here's the big news that came out today. New York City, $33 million settlement in a class action lawsuit that found strip searches conducted in New York City jails over an eight-year period from 1999 to 2007. This is strip searches done on criminals, petty criminals nonetheless, but criminals. Those strip searches today have been found to be completely illegal, and New York City must pay $33 million to the victims in a class action lawsuit settlement. So that's the way to go, if people start filing lawsuits over this, because it's provably criminal. I did a brief research.
And then the feds will just blow up another airplane, as they were caught trying to do on Christmas Day. For those that don't know, the FBI admits they were ordered to help him get on the plane, everything. This is all on record now, but it's been buried in a few major newspapers. But the Undersecretary of State admits all this. It's all fake, folks. The radical Muslims are funded by the CIA in every major case, unless it's a provocateur action. New York Post, defense says New York synagogue bomb plot was Fed's idea. They promised a guy dying of liver failure a liver if he would just talk about how he was planning it. It's totally staged.
And the State Department ordered the underwear bomber to be on the plane. From top to bottom, that was staged. If you look at who owns the naked body scanner companies, there are some very interesting connections there in regard to how it was a well-dressed Indian man that helped him on the plane. The major body scanner manufacturer is owned by Indian billionaires. Just a coincidence, I'm sure. But there's that lawsuit class action settlement today. There's also, as you mentioned, people need to lobby their local government to pass legislation like Idaho already has that makes Homeland Security prove there's no health threats from the body scanners, which major global radiation bodies have, you know, openly stated that pregnant women shouldn't go through them. The risks are there, and they have to prove otherwise before they can go in the state at Idaho.
Well, so Watson, you're going to continue to cover this and you've got the key article about them grabbing women's breast and then videotaping it, body scanning it, and laughing about it, and how the government's saying, this is okay, this is good, this is, our guys deserve to have some fun with your women and your children. And we don't care if it violates child porn laws in England and the U.S. We're the government. We're God. The Fed's trying to set the precedent. There is no rights for their federal police force to then be on the streets and do this to everyone. This was announced in Congress yesterday. We've told you for months this was coming. We also have the Homeland Security video. It's all at PrisonPlanet.com. Thank you so much, Watson.
Thanks, Alex.
Okay. Look, in the first, second, and third hour, I did nothing but take calls and cover the entire health care bill. I mean, it's... I almost don't want to cover anything but this because the media keeps lying about what's really in it. It's worse than what the Republicans say. The IRS taxes your health care. The IRS taxes your savings accounts. The IRS controls your bank account. They're going to give you a medical ID and they're allowed to take money out whenever they want. I mean, this is so insane. But separately, they signed an executive order saying you can't have abortion funds. They're already doing abortion funds with federal grants to hospitals and clinics. They, as Ron Paul said on Fox 2 days ago, and they even have a federal term for it, the federal money goes in, and then they have money that they were going to spend on something else other than abortion at the hospital or clinic. They then move that money over to the abortion and pay for the other stuff with the federal money. It's nothing but a shell game, and it's all on record. And all the bishops and others have come out and exposed this. But I want to get into something that's been happening since Roe v. Wade, but it's now getting attention. It's so illegal. You've got to have a permission slip to go to the zoo when you're in school or to go to the planetarium, but not to have the school tell your child to have an abortion. They secretly say, don't tell your parents. We'll take you over to the clinic and give you an abortion with the clinics they have in the schools. This is out of KOMO, Seattle, Washington TV. It's also in the Seattle Times. Mother furious after in-school clinic sets up teen abortion. The mother of Ballard High School student is fuming after the health center on campus helped facilitate her daughter's abortion during school hours. The mother, whom KOMO News has chosen to identify only as Jill, said the clinic kept the information confidential. When she signed a consent form, Jill figured it meant 15-year-old could go to the Ballard Teen Health Center located inside the high school for an earache, a sports physician, or even birth control, but not for help terminating a pregnancy. She took a pregnancy test at school at the teen health center. Nowhere in the paperwork does it mention abortion or facilitating abortion. Well, you don't tell the scum parents. They're just to provide like eggs, like a hen to the state. Jill says her daughter, a pro-life advocate, was given a pass, put in a taxi, and sent off to have an abortion during school hours, all without her family knowing. We had no idea this was being facilitated on campus, she said. They just told her that if she concealed it from her family, that it would be free of charge and no financial responsibility. So they work to keep it secret from your family. And this is standard procedure with these murdering scum. This is incredible. Folks, this is what this is really all about. And are people going to refuse to pay income taxes now? We built the country without them. When you're paying for abortion. Are you going to put up with this? I heard pro-lifers on local radio this morning arguing with the host that Travis County pays for abortions in schools with taxpayer money and doesn't tell the parents. That's on record. That passed last year. But you pro-lifers are living in la-la land. You have no idea what's going on, most of you. And I want to bring up a real pro-lifer who's been arrested on city property in Dallas on a sidewalk with many others. He's gone to court over it. And I wanted to get Daryl Rundis, a pastor, I wanted to get his take on his view of Christians in this country. The government is criminal and has declared war on the people. It's totally lawless. The way this bill was passed was lawless. Daryl Rundis, good to have you on with us.
Hey, great to be here, Alex. Thanks for having me.
So give us your take on the story I just covered and the bill.
Well, I tell you, you're absolutely right. In fact, there's a new movie coming out called Blood Money, and it's all about what you're just talking about, government-funded abortions and how it may be illegal to give your kid an aspirin at a public school, but they can go and get them an abortion without your permission. Isn't that amazing?
Continue.
Well, the bottom line is, Alex, and I heard you talking about earlier today, how we all just need to get on our knees and repent, and that truly is the case. In fact, I was just reading this morning in 2 Thessalonians where the Bible clearly says, let no one deceive you by any means, for that day won't come until the great falling away comes. And he's talking in reference to the Antichrist and the one world government and so on. And, you know, that's why we see so much apathy and so much pathetic behavior among those who call themselves Christians. It's part of the great falling away. It's part of that great cup of illusion that God has poured out upon the people who won't.
And the system is scientifically pushing for more and more and more, squeezing women's breasts, videotaping your children's naked bodies with the scanners, knocking on your door asking to see your guns, training your kids to tattle on you. I've read those passages in the Bible, maybe you can pull up the verse, where it says your children will be set against you by the government. You know, in every culture, the government always seeks to kill kids.
They're going to turn everything on its head. That's exactly what we see. We see a government that's not of, by, and for the people. It's not, you know, a country that's the home of the free and you know, land of the free, home of the brave. It's more of land of the slave. And people are living in an invisible prison. We have had the wool pulled over our eyes. Incrementally, they continually increase. In fact, as our forefathers stated in the Declaration of Independence, until such time as the long train of abuses become intolerable, people will tolerate it. They will continue to put up with it. And I believe, and that's why I'm almost happy that they were so arrogant in passing this health care bill, because I think it was the great wake-up call. It certainly was for me. Let me just share something kind of private with you, and make it public for everybody. But, man, I've had you and many other celebrities and TV people say, Daryl, you need to start a radio show. You got to start a radio show. You got to start a radio show. And honestly, Alex, I continue to put it off because, man, I've worked 20 years, 120 hours a week building a big company so I could sell it. And
you've started a national Christian television shows and have a huge bio.
And I know what that commitment is. Because I have had that experience. I know you're talking. I know the kind of time you're putting in. I know the kind of sacrifice you're making. I know the kind of tax that you're constantly subjected to from all kinds of areas. You get it from both sides. You get it from Christians. You get it from non-Christians. You get it from, you know, all kinds of people. And so, to be honest with you, I thought I could sit on the sidelines, satisfied in my own success, protecting my own family and my own things, and kind of get unplugged from the system. But take the National ID Act in this health care bill. The simple fact of the matter is you now are mandated to have health care, but you can't get health care until you take the National ID Act. So that means if you don't want a National ID card with an RFID chip to track you wherever you go, then you're going to get fined. And who's going to come knocking on your door with their guns and masks?
And so the reason I wanted to have you on today is because I told you, Daryl, to start a radio show, and you said, no, I want to support you, and you've donated and really helped us. No, we need more voices, more people, more prominent, well-spoken, successful salesmen like yourself and others to go out and sell freedom and the truth. We need more people attacking the New World Order from every angle. And let me just show people this so they understand. U.S. citizens may need national ID card for work. That's now in the amnesty bill. But in this bill, it says illegal aliens are exempt in the health care bill, page 65, section BI. It says you must have a digital national ID card to get your health care, even if you have your own insurance. It says they can implement this however they want, but the illegal aliens are exempt from it.
Of course. Isn't that standard? I mean, you know, what should we expect, especially as Christians? And one reason I am a Christian is because I know the Bible's true. It's accurate. I've studied it. I've scrutinized it. I've pulled it.
We now have a one-world government forming that wants to track everything we eat, everything we do, and taxes, and make us show a mark to buy and sell.
That's it. And we're one step away now. With this National ID Act, we are one step away from having to take a mark. Because you know what the ultimate incremental next increase will be. We'll say, hey, you could lose the card. It costs you to replace it. You got to go wait in line. Why don't you just take this implant? Why don't you, you know, we'll put all your health records on it. You know, you won't have to worry about losing your credit or your, you know, identity theft. I mean, all these things that we see that you've been talking about, you know, are accurate. They're true, and they're happening by design. They're happening for a reason, and they were foretold thousands of years ago by the prophets of God. And the bottom line is 2 Chronicles 7:14 sums it up best. You alluded to it earlier today. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, and here's the key caveat, and turn from their wicked ways. That means no more football games. That means no more idolatry, America. American Idol. Ooh, I can't wait to see who's on TV tonight. No, it's about getting up, wising up, waking up, and speaking up, and never shutting up or giving up.
Well, Darryl, I agree with you. It's time to fully commit and realize this is life and death against this evil, and the fake churches will say, oh, no, we're about to all be raptured, stand down. That doesn't matter. Duty is ours. Consequence belongs to God. I know there's all those verses in the Bible for Christians out there where God says, if you don't stand up against the evil, then the blood of the innocent will be on your hands. You are all accomplices. And I'm talking to Christians out there.
Well, that's what that scripture says. It says, it's my people who are called by my name. He's not giving that rebuke and that instruction to the lost people. Hey, people that are in the world, act like people in the world. I expect politicians to act the way they're acting. What I don't expect is for people who say they love God, who love them so much he died for them, to not be willing to also lay
down
their
life. Well, what's the number one thing? You asked me this yesterday. What's the number one thing in surveys people respond to when they hear the word Christian? It's hypocrite.
That's it.
And that's because people aren't really Christians, folks. If you aren't fighting tyranny and don't have a burning desire to stand against corruption for the innocents, then you are not a Christian. You're alive one time on this planet, hurtling through space, and you're going to hell if you don't fight this evil.
You know, there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon. Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help. And we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
I'm your masters of war.
All right, here is Representative Dingell on talk radio yesterday saying we've got to control the people. Let's go ahead and play that clip.
We're not ready to be doing it, but let me remind you, this has been going on for years. We are bringing it to a halt. The harsh fact of the matter is when you're going to pass legislation that will cover 300 American people in different ways, it takes a long time to do the necessary administrative steps that have to be taken to put the legislation together to control the people.
to control the people. They don't just give you health care. They lower the quality for eugenics. This is what they've done in Europe. There are death panels. They do have the case for killing granny on the cover of Newsweek. This is what they're really pushing. Daryl Rundis.
Well, all I can say, Alex, is I would ask everybody listening, believer or non-believer, to question my motive on why I would get off the sidelines and into the battle when I had everything the world has to offer. I could go anywhere, do anything, have everything, could retire, work really hard to put myself in that position. I'm not boasting, I'm not bragging. God bless me. But the point of the matter is simply this. With this new health care bill, it's so increasingly obvious you cannot escape the tyranny. I believe it was Patrick Henry, it might have been Samuel Adams, that said that when people turn from God, the tyrants tighten their chains. And that's exactly what we see happening. And now it's in your face. It's just right there.
Well, here's an example. Let's say there's well-spoken doctors listening or lawyers. They need to go buy time on local stations, do a Sunday or Saturday show, start a website, start a newsletter, start calling into talk radio, go to city council, talk about, you know, just everybody has to have their voice be heard.
Even if you don't have the means as me or you or other people to maybe get up and go do that, there's so many different things you can do. Look, here's a simple one. You hate junk mail, you hate getting junk mail. Well, when they send you those business reply mails, just stick some literature in there about the New World Order, about the Obama deception, about InfoWars, and send it back to them.
Well, people are now putting in the Fed or InfoWars.com on their money. I'm seeing it everywhere.
Well, that's what I'm, you know, hey, if somebody's going to send me junk mail to my house, then you know what? I'm going to send them back some gospel information about the Bible, about Jesus. I'm in it free. You know, but look how fast they'll take you off the junk mail list, too. But look, there's a thousand different things you could be doing. Whatever your gifting is, whatever your calling is, get up, get out, get busy doing something, because now is the time to take a stand.
Well, the number one thing is go to your state houses and say, nullify this federal act. Don't just have your attorney general sue. Pass legislation saying, not in our state. That's constitutional. It's time for the states to stand up to the federal government that is totally reprobate and criminal. I mean, look at these articles. Should government regulate what we eat? The feds want to ban trans fats, salt, nanny state, banning mowing yards for cash, banning swap meets, banning garage sales.
Oh, you can't even go fishing in your own pond anymore. Come on.
That's right. The feds have introduced regulations to ban and make you get a federal license to fish in your own pond, ban drilling your own well.
Look, this is
bondage.
It's this simple. Even a fourth grader could understand this, okay? I've never met a person of decent moral character, Christian or non-Christian, religious or non-religious, who wouldn't say it's wrong to lie, or wrong to steal, wrong to kill, wrong to commit adultery, okay? And the bottom line is these guys are raping us. They're pillaging us. They're taking anything and everything you've ever worked for and turning it into a complete police state and a control state. If you don't believe it, okay. You don't take my word for it. Don't take Alex's word for it.
And they're pillaging us.
So let me finish this point, Alex. Don't even take Alex's word for it. But on the other hand, don't take the politician's word for it either. Don't take the mainstream media's word for it. Do your homework. Do your homework. Your life and your family's life is at stake. It is that.
Well, Daryl, we're out of time. The broadcast is over, but I'll talk to you when we go off air. We'll have you back soon when you get ready to launch your radio/TV show. Everybody else, now is the time. Don't procrastinate. Don't screw around anymore. It's over. It's time to take our country back from the criminals. They've all moved in. They're looting and raping and pillaging everything. They're staging the terror attacks and the fake environmental takeovers. They're coming with amnesty, everything else. Retransmission starts now at InfoWars.com. Great job, crew.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.